Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ja Morant, so this is a story for a variety of different reasons, but it's a business story as well. That's why I want to talk about it. Ja Morant, great player, super, super talented player. Currently suspended for showing a gun on Instagram in a club.
It was a club?
I think it was a gentleman's club.
Yeah, it was a club
in Denver. I don't believe he had a shirt on either. But he's been
important detail.
Yes. So Ja, man.
Read my notes.
Ja has been doing a variety of interesting things this season, from his crew putting a laser on somebody
on the Indiana Pacers. Team buff.
Yeah,
what's the league tried to clean up for him?
They said he beat up a 17-year-old. Yeah. The NBA was investigating him first for beating up a 17-year-old.
Sometimes you gotta smack a kid though.
Stop, man.
I'm just being honest.
No, you don't.
He probably should not.
You smack my kid, I'm act like Ja.
Okay, let's put it in perspective. Let's put it in perspective. But a lot of these 17-year-olds, 17 is borderline 18. You could say something crazy. I've seen it happen before.
He can't do that.
He should not have done that.
He can't do
if
that.
He did do
yeah,
it.
Allegedly.
A lot of these 17-year-olds are listening to a lot of rap music. You're damn near grown up. If you're 17, you're damn near watch. Just watch your mouth.
Victory slam.
Watch your mouth, please, if you're 17 years old.
These thoughts are shared by...
And yeah, these thoughts are mine. My kid's 17, you put your hands on my kid, I'm going to cash out every stock I got to go get you.
Yo,
be your last game on God.
So,
and don't text me about don't say it.
So,
go ahead.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I said, Nothing. I just said if somebody put their hands on my kid at 17, I'm gonna go cash out.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, you might have to put your hands on a kid at 17. Or deal with the repercussions later on.
But they were investigating. That's the first
deal. You deal with the look. There's always gonna be somebody's father, or somebody's uncle. But yeah, you gotta deal with that later on. Is what it is, right? That goes back to the school. Y'all, I'm gonna get my cousin. Okay.
Step spin.
Figure that out later. But we're gonna handle this first. We're gonna handle this first.
We talking about a
23-year-old
dude.
I'm just being honest.
He can't do that.
I'm just being honest. He's 23.
Yeah, he can't do that.
He's 23. He's not that far removed.
I know, but he can't do that.
Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it.
Can't do that.
But you also,
so the league was investigating him for that, right? They were watching him closely.
They swept a few other incidents under the table.
It's crazy, but it's, and I saw Gilly posted this, the Carmelo interview that they had with $1 million Worth of Game, when he was talking like, yo, the NBA got feds watching. They work with the feds.
Oh, yes.
Like, and then Stephen A. said it again. He was like, yo, I try to remind you that they work with, he's under investigation for the slap. The fact that what he did with the gun, it was just like, bro.
No, the gun thing, that was a little too far. But here's the thing to bring this back. This goes back to the Kanye thing, and it goes back, and it's an important, this is what nobody's talking about, right? When you are a corporate employee, which NBA and players are corporate employees, yes, right? We got to start talking about what's the proper etiquette for corporate employees, and when you have responsibilities that you're not an owner, you're not a boss. These things
are extremely black important. Man in this country.
Etiquette is extremely important, right? So it's important to handle yourself in a manner that is in conduct to your code of ethics and the your employer's code of ethics, right? Mm-hmm. Because it could end up costing you potentially millions of dollars. So whether he was right or wrong, that's a different story for a different day. But when you're an employer, like we're an employer, our employees on a certain level are representations of the company and mm-hmm. the brand.
Yep.
So even me, I've had to have conversations with employees before because their behavior probably wasn't the most conducive to what we were trying to portray, right? Mm-hmm. So I have understanding.
You're funny, bro.
I have understanding.
I don't got no paper, Ian. I wish I had paper. I don't got paper.
I can understand why, you know, dealing with corporations, you have to have some level of governance with your employees.
Yeah, if their actions don't align with the company.
Yeah.
Yep.
With the brand, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you stopping there?
No, I want to stop. No, okay, go ahead. You about to say something?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, for men that are ascending, and I know he's still young, and we've all made mistakes, it's okay to get money and not be perceived as tough. Because I think a lot of times when we grow up in tougher environments, we have to like put our machismo or like manhood on display. But I want to be very clear, and being a black man in this country, anything that is aligned with violence scares all the money away. Like, most corporations think Kanye is violent. Like, and you saw the reaction to the Will Smith thing last year at the Oscars. I would not be surprised if they don't suspend him for the whole year while he's going to be one of the new faces in the NBA. This is a very tricky situation. The NBA tried to sweep a few other incidents that are not publicly known under the table. As we elevate or begin to amass wealth and fame and money, not saying that we have to change, but we have to move differently, because now, like, the investigation is statewide. Like, something happened with him and another kid in Houston. Like, please be careful. And at the NBA game, like, there are feds at every NBA game across the country, every single one, not just some, everyone. Please be careful and be mindful. But Rashad,
I think, you know, Ja, hopefully he can, you know, get himself back on track. But it's just an important, you know, my mom used to always tell me, like, you know, a smart person learns from his mistakes, but a wise person learns from the mistakes of others. So we have fun with all of these Kanye and, but you know, on a serious note, it's important that we learn from the mistakes of others, because when you're in your corporate environment, right, you have to be careful what you post on Instagram, right? You have to be careful what you post on Facebook. So this is on a big scale, and millions of people watch it, but this happens every day. Mm-hmm. This happens every day to the teacher that, you know, posts something crazy on Instagram and only has 500 followers, so doesn't really think about it, and then it comes up on a school board meeting and now they're fired, right? Or this happens when somebody goes to a basketball game and does something crazy, and then their picture's in the newspaper and now they're fired. So just, this is something that's extremely important. What happens on the internet never really goes away. It never gets deleted. So for the young people, but for the older people as well, be extremely careful about the image that you're curating online, because we're all curating images online. If you have an Instagram profile, if you have a Twitter, if you have Facebook, if you have TikTok, you're curating the image that you want the world to see. So be mindful of that, because sometimes, you know, you're just in the moment. You're not really thinking about it. I'm sure he wasn't really thinking about it in the moment. He's just like, I'm on Instagram Live. This is where the vibe is. He might have had a drink or two. Like, you know, you're not really thinking about it. But one decision can cost you a lot. So this is important for people to learn and for people to think about when you're in your day-to-day life, right? Like, be extremely careful about what you're showing, the type of image that you're portraying. And, you know, it's to the point where it could be a little daunting, where it's like, damn, I got to think about everything. Yeah, unfortunately, this is the world that we live in. If there was no social media, then maybe you can get away with a lot of stuff. But everything you post, think about it before you post. Anytime you go live on Instagram, think about it before you go live on Instagram. Anytime you do anything in public, think about it, because some stuff can stay with you and some stuff can haunt you. And you never know what can happen. You could do something when you're 20 years old, not really think about it, and then it's like 35, you're trying to run for governor, and then they bring back what you did when you're 20. So just be mindful, because this is an important, not only just for business, but just for life in general. Like, you got to be extremely important about the image that you're portraying, because we're all portraying an image. So think about the image that you want to portray and curate that and hold that very, very close knit.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, man. Like you said, he is very young. He's 23 years old. Did he make a horrible mistake? Yes. But we should be learning, right? When I first heard about the gun, the first thing I thought, and maybe, you know, some of the kids are too young, but I thought of Gilbert Arenas. And we watched what happened to him, right? But Gilbert Arenas has freedom. The other side of the story was Creighton, right, who was the other person that was engaged in that. And he's, you know, he's had some troubles in his life and is in prison now. But these are the outcomes that we make that are facing us if we make poor decisions when we're younger. So, like, yeah, Josh suspended for 2 games. But if he knows how the CBA is constructed, if he was in Denver when he had that means he must have had it on the plane, which automatically leads to a...
Which, if he did, right, that now, is
now
crazy.
You're moving that across state. And so now that leads to a even lengthier suspension. He's at the point right now where he just got his rookie contract and he's going to extend for $200 million, right? He just put out his Nike shoe, right? He's about to become the face of Nike. Obviously, LeBron's retiring. They lost Kyrie. Kevin Durant is, you know, up there in years.
They sabotaged
the
Kyrie.
Guy in line for Nike. That jeopardizes that. He also was about to release his Power 8 campaign. The same day that came out, the Power 8 campaign was launched. He puts that in jeopardy. And so you're making these decisions, but also, hopefully, and this is what he'll learn from it, is like who he is surrounded by, right? Because when you're that young, you still got your friends around. And that's something that we've had to learn, right? As you go and you go and you grow, that spiral goes up. Everybody can't come. Everybody can't come. They'll suffocate when the air gets too thin up there, right? And so he'll have to learn that. Hopefully he does. And hopefully, I know his dad is in his life. He'll be guiding him through this process as well. But it's a learning lesson. It's an unfortunate one. But I guess the brightest thing from it is that no one was hurt. Right, like no one was hurt. We've seen incidents with athletes, especially the two young men at Alabama, where, you know, we've seen people be killed because of mistakes. Right, the gentlemen were not charged. They weren't charged with felonies, but they were charged with misdemeanors in the Alabama case. But these guys are young, man. They got their whole future ahead of them. Vast decisions that happened so quick.
That played for the Giants that shot himself in the foot. He did 3 years.
Plaxico.
Yeah, Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico.
He won a Super Bowl.
Then
went into a club
and pulled the trigger.
And he was at the height of his career. Yeah. One of the best receivers in the NFL. Went to the club with a gun on, similar to Ja. shot himself. So what happens is that
he was also having some off the field troubles, though. I'll put it like that.
But I'm just saying he shot himself. So now what happens is that you have to, you're injured, you go to the hospital, but you also having an unregistered gun in New York is illegal. So he ends up doing 3 years in jail for having an unlicensed gun. So, you know, this kind of thing is it's not like he's the first person to do this.
Nope.
But you just gotta learn from other people's mistakes.
Yep.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.